Welcome to Everyday English. I would like to consider some of the uses of the expression okay. It is used in highly colloquial contexts to mean
all right.
As in,
this is perfectly okay.
I am okay where I am.
Okay is used here as an adjective. Other adjectival uses of okay include
it's very okay. He is much more okay now than before.
But we meet a variation on the use of this expression in
to do okay.
As in,
don't worry, you did okay at the interview.
She's doing okay.
Here, okay is used as an adverb to mean all right, satisfactorily. Very often, okay comes to mean agreed. The context always brings out the meaning clearly. Here's a short dialogue.
Ajo, here are the papers. Listen, this is important. You look at them closely before we sign them.
I already have. Everything seems okay.
Shall I request someone from the legal department to come and explain the last bit to us?
Okay. And when do we take them to the Attorney General's department?
What do you think? 3 o'clock?
3 is okay by me. But be sure you get ready by 3.
I will. But don't forget to book a car.
Okay. But the driver, is he better now?
You mean?
Can he take us? Isn't he ill?
He has seen the doctor. Do not worry. He's doing okay.
We've met a number of uses of okay. They mean all right in almost all the contexts. Now here are some.
You look at them closely before we sign them.
And Adjo's response is,
I have looked at them. Everything seems okay.
Everything seems okay. Everything is all right or satisfactory. In most of the contexts in which okay is used, the expression means fine, satisfactory, all right. But in some other contexts, it can mean
agreed.
Agreed, as in this sentence.
Don't forget to book a car.
Okay.
Okay. Agreed. It is settled. I'd like to draw attention to the expression,
it is okay by me.
It is okay by me. It's all right as far as I'm concerned. I have no objection. By the way, the expression all right consists of two separate words, all, spelt A-L-L, and right, R-I-G-H-T, all right, two separate words, not one word.
It is okay by me.
It's all right.
Is it okay by you?
Is it okay by you?
He said it was okay by him.
We have illustrated the use of okay as an adjective and as an adverb. But the expression can also be used as a verb, as in this one.
To okay something.
Which is to say,
to give one's approval to something. To give one's consent. To endorse something. Thus, we okay a plan.
We okay a proposal or a course of action.
When used as a verb, the word okay is written as
O-K-A-Y, okay.
And it has all the tense forms. For example,
we have to wait till the headmaster okays this.
We have to wait till the headmaster okays this. We have to wait till the headmaster gives his official approval.
He has not okayed it yet.
He has not okayed it yet. But the word okay can also be used as a noun. in which case it means consent, agreement, approval. For example,
did he give you his okay?
Did he give you his okay? Did he give you his approval? Did he give you his consent?
Have I your okay?
Have I your okay? Have I your consent? Have I your agreement? Have I your approval? I think we now have some idea of the meaning of okay and the range of contexts in which it can be used. In recent years, the expression okay has acquired a special meaning in colloquial Ghanaian English. A number of people use it not to mean all right or it's all right, it's agreed, but very often, even highly educated men and women resort to its use when they are at a loss as to what to say or when they hesitate about what to say in their next sentence and in conversation. As an illustration of what I mean, listen to this short exchange.
So all these packets have to go?
Yes, and by taxi. You see, I won't be here till 3.
In that case, who is going to look after the office till you come back, since I won't be here either?
Okay, I didn't even think about that. In that case, I have to try to be back before 3.
That would be a better arrangement, and it probably didn't occur to you either that I alone wouldn't be able to carry all these packets by myself to the taxi rank.
Okay, how stupid can I be?
In this dialogue, Kofi used okay twice. In neither case did he want to say, it's all right, it's fine, it's agreed between us, or I give my consent. He seemed to use okay to express an apology, or to imply he had not thought about the problem, or even to while away the time while he was thinking about what to say next. And these are strange uses of okay. Now let's summarize what we said about okay. 1. Okay is used mainly in colloquial contexts. 2. It can be used as an adjective, as an adverb, as a verb, and as a noun. Here are some examples.
It is okay.
That's an adjective use.
He said it was okay by him.
That's another adjective use.
Your son is doing okay.
As an adverbial.
Do you think your father will okay this?
Okay is a verb here.
Let's wait till he gives his okay.
Okay as a noun. That's all. Have a good day and goodbye.